A massive exodus of ethnic Uzbeks, including babies, continues after ethnic clashes in southern Kyrgyzstan that officials say killed at least 190 people and injured 1,800 others. The United Nations now says 400,000 people have been uprooted by nearly a week of bloodshed. Many of them arrive at a barbed wire fence patrolled by Uzbek troops, dividing Kyrgyzstan and neighboring Uzbekistan, which has closed its border. There is lack of food, water and medicine here, although some foreign aid has arrived. Yet these Uzbek refugees are afraid to return home, despite reports that a tense calm has returned to the troubled cities of Osh, Jalalabad and nearby villages. They say they have no adequate weapons to defend themselves if violence erupts once again.
We have just sticks and nothing to protect ourselves.
He and other refugees fear Kyrgyz gangs will continue slaughtering ethnic Uzbeks. Amid the ethnic tensions, there is some reconciliation, however. Aid workers say Kyrgyz Christians have been risking their lives to help and shelter Uzbek Christians. The Christians are a minority in mainly Islamic Kyrgyzstan, and they have complained about harassment by authorities and Kyrgyz gangs. The Barnabas Fund Group, which supports Christians, says several Kyrgyz church leaders and other believers, including women, have received death threats for helping fellow Uzbek Christians. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.